This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, one summer I watched Portlandia for something like 45 days straight, and I sort of became delusional because that became my reality. It was almost depressing in the most hilarious way that I didn't have time to watch some prestige TV series, and I was just getting bombarded by the antics of Fred Armisen and Carrie Brownstein. And not once during that timeline I was watching this show did I remember that I'm pretty sure my esteemed co-host played in a fantasy league with Fred. Maybe even I did. And that my esteemed co-host, I think, even somehow knows Carrie. Welcome to the Fantasy NBA Today podcast, the Sports Ethos presentation, hosted by yours truly, Aaron Bruschi, and FSWA Hall of Famer Steve Dr. A. Alexander. Today we're talking Portland Trailblazers, and before we take the plunge, remember, if this is your first time listening to the show or you still haven't done it, make sure that you subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to and hit the thumbs up button and all that good stuff. Definitely send us your feedback on the show and any topics you'd like to see covered. You can do that for myself at Aaron Bruschi or to our NBA Fantasy Twitter handle at EthosFantasyNBA or also to my co-host at Dr. A, D-O-C-K-T-O-R-A. Now is as good of a time as any to bring in the godfather of fantasy hoops. Steve, am I just having a fever dream because I watched Portlandia for 45 days straight? Not kidding. And I really can't even remember a single episode of that show during this 45-day stretch. Did you actually know these people? And did you or I play in a fantasy league with Fred? Or am I just Portland drunk?
You're in the ballpark. I've never met Fred. I have met Carrie, and we played in a fantasy league with Janet Weiss, who was the drummer of the band Slater Kenny, which Carrie is a founding member of. So, and Janet, who I'm pretty good friends with, she worked for Portlandia. She was like a location scout or something for Portlandia for a season or two. And Janet's one of my buddies. She was playing drums for Malcolmus for a while, and now she's got a new band, and I can't think of the name of it right now. I'm gonna have to find that before we're done.
Yeah, hopefully she's not listening to the show. She might be theoretically offended.
Pissed. Yeah, for sure.
I remember when Twitter started, I think you might have like five people you followed or something. And we're like, we got to get a Twitter account for work or whatever. And so I like followed Janet. I think I still follow Janet on Twitter. So I kind of get her updates whenever. And then like something with D-Dog Davis. I don't know if that rings a bell.
D-Dog. Yeah, it's like a neighbor.
Yeah, I know. It's such a random. I practically never unfollow anybody. So I just have all these weird artifacts in my Twitter account. So Pitchfork, I think, is the other follow from back in the day that I followed. So I do keep up on Janet, and I do think your background with music is fascinating.
Janet is back.
You know all of these people.
Janet is back with her original setup, which is her ex-husband Sam, and the band is Quasi, and I think they're re-releasing records and going on a huge tour, and Quasi is back at it, man, and they're pretty cool. I've seen them a couple of times. when they come to Atlanta, and it's fun. And plan on going back and hanging out with Janet when she's in town.
Hmm. Man, you live a charmed life, Steve. I hope to have as much fun as you one of these days here real soon. And one way I might do that, as I pivot here, is to go to Bet Online, the number one source for NBA and NHL playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even you can get live odds while the games are being played. And then when the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Don't forget to use the promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online. The game starts here. I don't know why I made BLEAV so, you know, pronounced there. I actually really like our pod network partner's name, BLEAV. I think, you know, at first I saw it and I was like, what is that? But, you know, I just believe in everything now. And they just did a nice little clever play on words there, BLEAV. Shout out to the BLEAV guys. Does such a great job getting our stuff out there and being wonderful partners for us. Portland, I'm telling you, man, those 45 days were weird, man. I think that show is hilarious, and I still can't remember any of it. And I think Fred Armisen is one of the funnier people I've seen on TV through the years, and really his career is actually quite impressive. But Portland kind of did fit that vibe. I mean, you got a coach in Chauncey Billups that I don't think most Portland people wanted there. What was the franchise doing kind of down the stretch? What would they be doing? I think people looked at like a Jeremy Grant. And they're like, yeah, he sounds great, but what's going to happen in the last third of the season? And, you know, wouldn't you know it, 54 games played, same old, same old. Is there anything that gets you excited about any of these Portland Trailblazers? Not Toumani Camara?
So you mean the Belgium legend, Toumani Camara? you know, I picked Camara up a couple times. I played him in DFS a couple times. It usually ended in disaster. Am I excited about him? I mean, he's in the same vein of Bilal Coulibaly. Like, I think he could, you know, 2 years from now, Toumani Camara could be very good. I Delano Banton was the hero of this team. Like, he went off down the stretch of the silly season, and I rode him and his coattails and his cape. I was standing on Superman's cape all the way down the stretch because Delano Banton turned out to be the only thing about the Portland Trailblazers that I enjoyed this season.
Well, and it's funny because, like, we're especially a little bit off the air, like, kind of just laughing about Portland and that there's not much to talk about and all of that. But that Banton run was something else. And it wasn't completely out of nowhere because we'd seen it for, I want to say, like a 5-10 game stretch in Toronto at one point. I don't know if it was in the preseason. I'd have to dig in and try to remember. But I'm pretty sure it was regular season ball. And then he just took it to a whole nother level for Portland, really out of nowhere, and it was difference making. And I kind of think he's got it in him a little bit. It's a lot of problems, you know, just kind of overall with his fantasy game. But if he's going to make up for those problems with that kind of volume, I mean, I don't know what Portland's going to look like next year. It's really hard to project what these guys are going to be doing. So Banton's definitely on the radar. Let's go to a big name, Scoot-a-loot Henderson. 62 games played. That definitely killed his rank, 285th in the 9-cap. That seems bad. He was getting drafted pretty high. Did you take any flyers on Scoot?
No. I did not mess with Scoot Henderson.
Yeah. I mean, we've been talking a little bit about how rookies are doing a little bit better these days in fantasy leagues. That definitely missed Scoot. I mean, are we
It's so hard to hold a rookie season in Portland of all places against a guy. So like, well, as I say this, you know, are we worried about Scoot? Is he not that high end, you know, upside pick that a lot of people thought he could be or would be? But how, I guess on a 1 to 10 or whatever range, like how worried are you about Scoot for his future?
I'm not really worried about him. I think he's going to be fine. I just felt like he was more like the old school rookies where he wasn't going to be reliable enough to be counted on all year, especially, I mean, they have Anthony Simons and Malcolm Brogdon. Like, how much leeway was Scoot going to get with those two running around? Like you said, we need to see what Portland looks like next year before we can really figure out who's going to emerge. But, I mean, this past season was just a mess. Like, we all thought Shadon Sharpe was going to break out and have a great year, and Scoot had all that potential, and we knew Malcolm Brogdon was going to get hurt again. And the whole thing was just a disaster.
Hey, but DeAndre Ayton was good, and he didn't finish great, you know, overall. 101 in 9 cat leagues, largely because of 55 games played. More of a top 40 value, as we discussed in a prior show. When he was on the floor, really strong finish. Man, I don't know where they go. I mean, he's definitely their center of the future. It was interesting behind him, Duop Reath kept hitting the radar. And I kept buying, you know, at a team builds that kind of supported going after him, had some needs at center, kept buying. I think there's nothing there, probably. Big man that shot threes.
I mean, I got sucked into the Duop Reath thing a few times, too. And there were times he was good. There were times he was an effective DFS plug and play. Okay. But what's going to happen next year? Like, Robert Williams, is he ever going to get more than 10 minutes a night and not be injured? Or is it just the way it is?
I really think he's done. I mean, how could he not be? It's sad, but, you know, that year that Ime Udoka, put him out there for like 30 minutes a game, or, you know, touching 30 minutes every once in a while when he was a known knee injury guy, that was not great. I don't know how much money Robert Williams has made in his career, but that's a bit of a bummer because he was really on a big trajectory. He'd have made a lot of money in the league if he could just stay healthy. This list of names is definitely niche-y. If we're talking about under the radar rock bands, this is all of them. You know who I like? Chris Murray. I like Chris Murray. There, I said it.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I like what I've seen from his stats. I don't think I've ever seen him play basketball.
You are sitting in on Portland League Pass down to the final seven games when he averaged 36 minutes a game, Chris Murray.
I was plugging him into DFS, but I was not watching Portland games.
Shame. You're not a real hooper, Steve.
The only time I watch Portland is if Janet sends me a text and says, "Hey, I'm at the Portland game. Do you see me on TV?" I'm like, "Where are you?" And then I look for Janet on TV. That's about the only time I turn on
Portland. You're playing who she play for when she's in Portland, and who he play for. I don't know. Is that Justin Manaya? I have no idea. Moses Brown? Moses Brown play.
Let's see. Matisse kind of solid for them.
Who?
Matisse Thybulle was kind of solid for them, wasn't he?
Yeah. That one is, you know, I think people have been burnt enough. I mean, I got burnt with him, you know, because the stat set is just so succulent. Like, I mean, theoretically, if he just progressed through, you know, like a good shooting progression and, you know, if he cared about offense at all, like, you just drool at the idea that this player could, you know, possibly just be the guy, you know, whatever number of steals, blocks, and threes you can imagine. It felt like it was all attainable for him. But, yeah, no, the final numbers for him, 118 on a per-game basis in 9-cut. 22.9 minutes per game. They didn't really even play him this year. 1.7 steals, 0.8 blocks, 1.2 threes. So he's getting you 4.5 in that, those three, what I call cash counting stat categories. And still just getting 23 minutes per game.
About the same number of points he's scoring per game.
Yeah. I kind of just wonder if he cares about basketball. Like, and I know that's like pretty unfair thing to say, but like, he has significant off-court interest that, you know, he just seems really into. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, if his goal is to play 23 minutes in the NBA and, you know, be that kind of a player, and his teammates are happy and the contracts can measure it and, you know, yada, 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 and more power to him. Like, definitely not trying to judge. But, like, no growth on the offensive side at all. And that's really tough. Like, when you're that limited on that side of the floor, you're just not going to get up into the 30, 32 minutes per game. And I thought he was going to be like a league best defender at one point. And I don't know if I can say the same for that, like right now. You see a future where he could turn that around and really lean in and go say 26, 28 minutes per game and then develop some kind of, yeah, now, right?
Yeah.
Let's pivot to Shaedon Sharpe. Unless you got more to add on old Matisse.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is going to be a quick one, folks. Like, Portland's, not only are they devoid of real buzzy fantasy names, we don't know what they're going to look like next year. There could be a new coach. There could be splashy moves. They could go to the well again and tank. I don't know what their draft pick is off the top of my head. But just a lot of open space. And I guess that, you know, for somebody like Shaedon Sharpe, you know, this guy played 33 minutes a game, brought back just top 185 value in a 9-cat league. Now, a lot of that bad ranking is the fact that he's got 2.3 turnovers per game at a stage of the rankings where players in that area are not getting the ball. You know, there's turnovers will drop somebody 30, 40 ranks in this area of the ranks. So there's some math involved there, but obviously very talented, athletic, big problems with the defensive stat set. I always look at something like that and I see an athletic player with low defensive stats, and I just wonder, is this a philosophy thing? Are they just a position player? Is there any potential there for a change? I mean, you look at Shaedon Sharpe, is there anything that's getting you excited that he could be more in fantasy leagues?
You know, I'm excited to see him in the dunk contest. I'm excited to see him play basketball. I think I did watch some Portland games when he was playing at the beginning of the year. But he turned out to be disappointing as well. He's fun to watch, super athletic, and again, should be in the dunk contest because he's one of the best in-game dunkers in the NBA right now. But fantasy-wise, it was all just like the rest of the Portland Trailblazers, just kind of a mess.
I mean,
the good that we got out of DeAndre Ayton, we had to wait for him to sit out for 4 weeks or whatever to come back and start going off again. So it was tough to squeeze any positive fantasy vibes out of this Portland squad.
Yeah, and I'm looking at Shaedon Sharpe, like, that 40.6 field goal percentage is staring at me. I mean, when you hear dunker, you usually think, hey, this guy gets a lot of dunks. Should be a good field goal guy. 40.6, and he likes to shoot. You know, he likes to shoot from all over the place, and, you know, he fashions himself a shooter. On a better team with, you know, I think it, Anthony Simons, we're going to see if he can sort of manage the game, you know, and bring the level of play of players around him up. He doesn't strike me as like bad in those regards, but he's young, you know, experienced, bad team. I maybe we haven't seen the best of what he can bring to the table, but, you know, trying to just look around and see who could bring the level of play of Shaedon Sharpe up. It's really hard if you're Shaedon Sharpe. I mean, Jeremy Grant is an ISO guy that's not really known for making other players better. I think he catches a lot of heat for being an ISO guy, and maybe a little of that's unwarranted. Malcolm Brogdon, he had 5.5 assists per game when he was playing in his 39 games, so he actually distributed well. Not really probably your ideal play setter on a good team. So, like, Shaedon Sharpe, like, can his opportunities get better? Instead of hitting 40.6% from the field, can he jump up to, like, 44%? You know, and see that scoring number go up, see his threes go up, maybe get a few more assists, you know, out of it because things are working a little bit better. I'm just trying to make a case for Shaedon Sharpe. It's like I'm really stretching. Something about talent and athleticism usually panning out in fantasy leagues. You can tell I'm stretching here. But he's an interesting name because of the badness of his season and what that might look like going forward.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This team sucks. I hate to say it. this team sucks, and I don't know that it's going to get much better, and I don't know who's going to emerge. Chris Murray got 20 points.
I don't even know. I don't know what we're trying to do with this team. Like Jeremy Grant sticks out like a sore thumb in the middle of that lineup, and DeAndre Ayton does a little bit too. I mean, look, like, let's get a bunch of kids, get a bunch of youth, and if we're going to be this bad and we're going to tank this bad, why are we wasting time on a guy like Jeremy Grant, who everybody in the world knows what he does, what he will do, what he can do? He needs to be playing for a contender. He does not need to be playing for Portland Trail Blazers. I think you'd say the same for DeAndre Ayton.
You know what? They did win on the Dame trade. You know? They did. This is the downside of having a franchise icon, you know, that kind of you knew wasn't going to get it done. And of course, Portland's had all the drama behind the scenes and the mismanagement and all of that. And then he got ownership issues. I mean, I'm getting messages from production. I guess we do have to talk about Robert Williams. But I don't know if we do. I don't know if he's going to survive.
We did talk about him, right?
We talked about him. Maybe not enough. I guess theoretically he could be good in a fantasy league in 20 minutes a game if he gets it. But this franchise has been reeling since the Damian Lillard days. Like, there's a lesson in there somewhere. I don't know what it is, but it's something in the ballpark of cashing in when the value's good with a Damian Lillard.
Yeah. And I mean, the team is such a far cry. The team is such a far cry now than what it was when they had Lillard and CJ McCollum and Yusuf Nurkic. They had a squad. They had a squad that underperformed.
Yeah, a rich tradition, and
now they have a weird squad that I don't even know.
Well, almost like they need to fire sale it again and just go full fire sale. Get rid of Aiden, get rid of Jeremy Grant for anything.
It's like when you're playing Yahtzee and you need twos and you roll everything but a two and you've got five dice out there when there's nothing you need and you just pick it up and start over again and be like, I'm rolling the whole thing again. Because I didn't get anything I needed.
I'm going to end it on that.
That's sort of where we are.
I'm going to end it on the Yahtzee rep.
Reroll, re-rack.
That season didn't happen. Just throw it away. Throw the whole team away. Get new ownership. Get a new GM. Get a new coach. Throw it all away. Hopefully you have some draft picks left. Okay. So I'm going to take us out of here, Steve. I don't know. I don't
think there's a Phil Collins song about throwing it all away.
Probably is. I probably haven't listened to it because I don't listen to good music unless you tell me what it is, Steve. Do you consider Phil Collins good?
Phil Collins good music.
You don't consider? Okay, good. All right, I'm crossing that off of my list. Not good music.
Could we talk over each other anymore?
Yes.
The delay is real.
Oh yeah, the advice on the delay will get you on the other side of the when we go off air here. There is a way to deal with that. All right, guys, we've been yammer yammer. I mean, you got to do it, right? You got to cover all 30 teams. You got to go back and look at this stuff, even if it's to determine that it's a flaming dumpster fire that you want nothing to do with next season. Yeah, some of these guys will bounce back and be good. We'll cover it as the off season goes on and well into the preseason. One last reminder to like and subscribe to the show. Really, just we want to get as much feedback as possible. We want to make this thing the best that show that you've ever seen. You know, quite literally, like that's how we approach everything here. So definitely tell us what you like, what you don't like, and we'll be happy to respond. Hit us on Twitter @DrA, DocKTORA, at Aaron Bruski, AaronBruski, at Sports Ethos, at Ethos Fantasy NBA. Check out our premium stuff. Prices are crazy low. You're going to see all sorts of stuff for NFL, which is really exciting, NBA, which you guys know what you're getting there. An All Sport Pass is really cheap right now. And then there are promos that we're going to be throwing around all summer long. So keep an eye out for that. Steve, is there anything else you would like to say about Portland or Portlandia before we go?
No, I think I'm good. Yeah, I'm good.
We will have a show later today for playoff coverage. So keep an eye out for that. Other than that, this has been Fantasy NBA Today, presented by Bet Online Sports Ethos presentation. Till next time, ladies and gentlemen, be well.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.